I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how much my signature has changed over the years and how tough it might be for someone to identify a forgery. I would think that to verify the signature on a check, if there was question who signed what and the sum was significant, experts must be available for a price. But now, verifying the identity of a signer of arguably a far more important document than the average personal check is being left to anyone who wants to look. That's right. Little-known provision in Senate Bill 90, the sweeping voting measure passed by Florida Republicans last year, says that just about anyone can be appointed to determine the validity of mail-in ballot signatures. Under Section 101.572 and SB 90, candidates and political parties can appoint anyone they want to inspect voter signatures. There's no training requirement, and it's up to supervisors of elections in each of Florida's 67 counties to accommodate requests. And so far, supervisors are not happy about needing to come up with a rational, fair way to administer this new rule, which, like much of the bill, is a solution in search of a problem. According to Mark Early, who heads elections in Tallahassee's Leon County and is president of the State Association of Supervisors of Elections, most mail-in ballot signatures clearly match what local officials have on file. But when signatures aren't deemed to be a close enough match, election staff try to contact the voter to cure the ballot. And if that doesn't happen, Early says, those signatures go before a canvassing board. These are just the signatures that are debatable from our perspective as to whether they are valid or not, he said. And historically, this is the point at which the public has been able to consider signatures. Under the new rules, however, Early says, supervisors of elections need to include the public basically at the beginning of the signing inspection process. Now, the requirement is for reasonable access to potentially look at a vast number of signatures that our staff has found absolutely no trouble with, he said, and for outsiders to be able to lodge objections to even those really good quality signatures. Early said that this is all part of a larger issue with growing distrust in elections. I absolutely believe this intent is being driven by the misperception that you can't trust anything anymore, even your own eyes, he said. And that gets to be extremely disruptive for our ability to get our jobs done. And as we have seen, most notably on January 6, 2021, there are those among us who are willing to do pretty much anything in support of the big lie. Now, this legislation, in service of that misconception, is letting the foxes into the henhouse, so to speak, under the guise of transparency, but whose real mission is to eliminate the hens altogether.